Okay, so the presentation outline, let's go through the whole entire process, start to finish. This will be a big video, so make sure that you're taking notes. The preparation. So before you create your presentation, you have to prepare a few things. How are you going to build up desire for your product or service? Your list your offer and list potential objections arising for your offer. So how to build up desire for almost any product. First, the challenge. It's relatively easy to get your audience excited about products whose benefits are directly visible to them, like Facebook advertising courses for digital entrepreneurs. However, it's not as easy to get them excited about products whose benefits are not so directly visible to them. So, Facebook advertising course for small business owners who have no clue about digital marketing at all, right? So how do you build up desire and get your audience clamoring for your products? First thing to remember is that people don't want your product. They just want a solution to their problems, right? So for example, let's say you are selling a productivity program. No one wakes up in the morning thinking about buying a program on productivity. However, almost everyone wakes up thinking about solving their problems in a quicker, easier, and simpler manner. When your presentation is geared toward helping them achieve their goals, it gets them interested in what you have to sell. So the process. Step one, list out the problems faced by your audience. Step two, create a 45-minute talk where you talk about those problems, explain about the consequences of not solving it to make your audience feel the pain, and then provide a solution for them. Explain the what part, not the how part. This will get your audience from uninterested to deeply interested in this topic. Now, once you get them all primed up, you can pitch your program in the last 15 minutes as the simplest, fastest, and easiest way to solve their problems, and this is going to get them to buy. Simple, fast, and easy is very much what you're looking for. If your aim is to sell a productivity program, your presentation could talk through the following. Why are you constantly stressed and running around all day? Why do you constantly miss deadlines? Why do you fear losing your customers or clients even though you're working so hard? Why are you unable to implement so many of your great ideas? Why do you feel like you have no time for yourselves and your family? Talk builds up desire. So with a talk like this, you can sell your productivity program to a wide variety of audiences like small business owners, digital tech entrepreneurs, corporate executives, doctors, lawyers, etc. You just have to tweak your talks for each audience segment to connect with them better. So list your offer. Your offer is a breakdown of what your product or service is delivering. So for example, it could use course contents in case of info products, services provided, bonus content, coaching sessions, live event tickets, and more. So list your offer. Say you're promoting a training program which teaches people how to build a profitable info marketing business. Say it comes with training tutorials, easy-to-use templates, and group coaching sessions. Let's take a look at how this can be presented. So on the left, you have course contents. On the right, you have bonuses. So your market research stage, product development stage, sales funnel development, traffic generation, optimization, scaling. And then as bonuses, you can do group coaching, give templates, proven ad campaigns. So pause this video, take some notes, because this is really the core crux of the whole entire offer breakdown. List potential objections. So there's really two types of objections, mindset related and technical. And let's kind of go through each of those. First are mindset related objections. They would say things like, I'm not an expert. I don't know where to start. I don't know how to create my product. I don't know how to sell this. And I'm just intimidated by the whole process. Technical objections, however, I don't know how to generate traffic. I don't know how to create an irresistible offer. I don't know how to create a sales funnel. So those are more techie objections. There's two main places where you can counter objections. One's in your main talk and one is in your close. So when you try to address objections in your close only, your audience will have their sales radars up, and we talked about this already. So try to address these in your talk. When you teach, there should be little to no resistance. So include addressing objections as part of your educational content, your main talk, and your audience will listen to it without skepticism and resistance. And we'll get more into that in just a little while. So here's kind of the presentation outline breakdown, and we're going to cruise through this, so be sure you're taking diligent notes. Typically, when you get invited to speak, you would get 60 minutes to talk, sometimes more, sometimes less. You want to do about 45 minutes of talking, 15 to close. So plan out your talk to stay on that schedule. And here's kind of your three parts, the intro, the body, and the close. So let's start with the intro. In your intro, you want to address four pieces: the attention grabber, why should anyone listen to you, sell the importance of the main talk, and the ground rules. So, the attention grabber. Start off with a quick, relevant story about yourself or someone you know, or simply take a direct approach, like, if you're interested in getting more done in less time with less waste, then and finally allowing yourself the freedom to enjoy life, then you're in the right place. If you're interested in finally adding a zero to your income so that you can take more time off, have more fun, spend more time with family, then the next 45 minutes is for you, because we're going to be talking about 10 strategies you can use right now to make more money and take more time off. Grab a pen and be ready to take some notes, because it's going to be coming fast, but we're going to have fun. Something like that. So why should anyone listen to you? Talk about your credentials and achievement real briefly, just to explain why you're well qualified to teach them. This is important. Or you can take a self-deprecating route. For example, talk about your failures, struggle to clear exams, incapable of getting simple things done, etc., and then mention in spite of everything, you still manage to pick yourself up and become successful. When you talk about failures, it shows your humility, and your audience will like you for it and view you as one of them. They like to see that you are also human and that you struggle as well. So sell the importance of the main talk. Give them a teaser of what value they are getting, the end benefits, if they pay attention for the next 45 minutes. This is the starting point of building up their desire. For example, productivity talk. Why are you constantly stressed and running around all day? Why you fear losing your customers and clients even though you are working so hard? Why you feel like you have no time for yourselves and your family? How to retain your existing clients and attracting new ones while having fun? How to manage your team to produce high outputs without anyone facing burnouts. So ground rules. Mention that you have a lot of content to cover and you have just 1 hour at best, so you will be talking fast, and ask your audience to make notes. Also, decide whether you want to take questions at the end of the presentation, at the back of the room. Ideally, back of the room is best. Mention that to your audience right away out the gate. The faster you talk, the more points you can cover in your stipulated time, which can aid in decision making and more sales. So in the intro, tell your audience that you're going to talk fast because you have a lot to cover, and they should listen intently if they want to gain the most out of your talk. Okay, so that's kind of the intro. Now for the body. The second part is the body, and the body of the presentation has the myths or factors that hold people back and teaching points. So typically the myths are the reasons people would tell you why they can't do the things you're recommending. Instead of excuses floating around into people's head during the entire talk, just address them right up front. This covers the core, and then the teaching points covers the core content, concept, data, action steps that will actually get your audience results. So part one, the myths or factors that are holding people back. Go back to the list of audience objections you created and use it to compile a list of myths and factors that are holding people back. Talk about these myths and factors in detail and explain how people are letting perceived obstacles get in their way of success. This section sets up the tone for the rest of the presentation. So, teaching points. List out the things that your audience needs to get results. Example, you need a product, then a sales funnel, and finally a traffic source. So go in detail on how they can get everything set up. This is really important. Teach the what and the why in your presentation. Give an overview of what they actually need to do starting today. The how part is to be revealed in the program. So remember, who is the authority and the expert during the presentation? You are. The language you use will determine how your audience will perceive you. Use embedded commands throughout your talk, asking your audience to do certain things. It will subconsciously train their mind to view you as an authority and follow your instructions. Never use the word if while asking them to do something. Okay? Here's what I want you to do. Write this down. Make a note of this aspect. It's very important. Take the form, fill it out, give us a good email address to contact you, et cetera, et cetera. So you're giving the commands. You're not asking if you would like to do this, or maybe you would like to do this. Just say, here's what I want you to do right now, and command their attention and command their action. The third part is the close. Okay, so there's various closing stages, and these are all very important, so take notes on these. These are gold. So stage one is the transition. Before you actually pitch, you have to transition to let them know that you've moved from the teaching into the selling. This is where most speakers flounder and lose confidence. Most importantly is to be the same speaker after the transition as you were leading up to it. Remember, if you have a great product, it's your obligation to sell it well, as it will positively impact the lives of your customers. So the easy transition is a direct transition. An advanced transition is asked for permission transition. And let's explain that a little bit more. So step one is, in the easy transition, is to ask a question. So for example, now, by the way, how many of you got something so far today that you're going to take and implement right away? If you did, just say hooray, and people will say hooray. Example two, hey, let me ask you a question. How many of you got at least one thing that you're going to take and implement, or one thing that you're reminded of? Just say yes, and then people are going to say yes. Something like that. It's a very easy transition. Step two is to actually go for the transition then. Say, great, listen, since so many of you are helped, let's talk about a way that you can get even more help and get the results you're really looking for. So in the advanced transition, which is a little different, get the audience to say hundreds of times in your presentation with simple questions, right? So you say, does this make sense? Do you see how this works? How many of you got at least one thing that you're going to implement? Okay, so you're doing that throughout your entire pitch. Now you ask them for permission to sell your product. And this is a very powerful psychological trigger that will get them to be invested. If you ask for permission and they say yes, that's a leading direction towards an ultimate yes. So example, now just for a minute, would it be okay if I showed you how you can really accelerate this and get a little more help in your business so that you can really knock this out of the park? And if it would, just say hurrah, and then people will say it, right? So stage two, offer, intro, and qualify. Introduce the offer, the product or service that you're selling. Tell people who the product's for and who the product's not for. This is very key. This is right for you if you want to make an extra six or seven figures this year. This isn't right for you if you recognize the value of good information that you're going to implement. Stage two, offer, intro, and qualify continued. This is right for you if you have a track record of implementation and speed, okay? This isn't right for you if you're the kind of person who whines and complains where everything is wrong and everything is screwed up. Or this isn't right for you if you're a chronic refunder who is buying for some magic solution that will automatically solve your problems without actually working. So stage three is the benefits. List out the benefits of your offer. For example, okay, so here's some of the things that you'll learn and discover inside the course. And basically, you tie it up with teaching points covered in the body segment. Basically, you list out the things your audience needs to get results. Then stage four is the solution and pitch. So introduce your product, the solution to your audience problems. Don't focus on the feature of the products. People want results. Focus on the benefits. Features versus benefits. You want to focus on how this is going to benefit them. Talk about the product and how it will be delivered. So membership site, weekly group coaching. Talk about the actual delivery process. Do they get it in email? Do they get it in the mail? How do they get it? What does it look like? What does it feel like? Use future pacing to let your audience imagine your product and get results. So this is a really powerful psychological trigger. For example, the program is delivered on a membership site that you get immediate access to. So when you fill out the form, you get a login immediately into the system, which means that we can get started today and be implementing as fast as tomorrow. By this time next week, you could have your system pumping sales for you daily. Okay, stage five is bonuses. Next, you reveal the bonuses to sign up quickly. What are the best bonuses to give away? The ones that simply counter objections your audiences might have. So, objection one, I don't have the time to go out and talk to people. Bonus one would be video training series on how to advertise online and attract interested clients to contact you. Objection two, I don't know how to build a high converting sales funnel. The bonus would be video training series on how to build sales funnels in 30 minutes or less, click by click training. See how that addresses their exact objection? So as you go out in the beginning of this process and list out your objections, you also craft bonuses to answer them as well. So you have an answer to them and you have bonuses. Stage six is the price reveal. Before you reveal the price, you need to stack up the different components of your offer separately and assign a value for it. Then add up all the value to show what the value of your offer really is. For example, if you list out various components of your offer and the value comes out to $12,500, it allows your audience to keep that figure as the frame. Now when you reveal the actual price to be, say, $3,000, your audience can compare and see how your offer is a great deal. So here's a price reveal example. Now, the normal investment for this program is $12,000, but today you have one of two options. Either one, you can just pay a single lump sum of just $3,000 or three payments of $1,250, either way. Price justification. The price reveal must be followed by price justification. And this is all about conveying real value of your program and showing why it's a great deal to invest in the offer. You need to make a series of points to justify the price. So let's take a look at it. Here's an example of price justification. He says, normally I charge my private clients $25,000 to spend 3 days with me helping them out. Now, you can get access to the same information in a digital course for 1/8 the price, plus you don't have to spend on flight and hotel tickets to access this info. Point number two, imagine if after going through this course and following my step-by-step guidance on setting up your business, you get to close one client for $5,000. That one sale has made you more money than what it cost you to invest in the program. The best part is that you now have a working system to get 5, 10, or 20 clients a month like clockwork, and you can do it on and on and on. Point three, let's say you close just 2 clients per month in your business, even though you can easily do 5 to 10. That alone is $10,000 in sales, which is $120,000 in revenues per year. Subtract $20,000 business costs, and you still take home a 6-figure paycheck in just 2 clients a month. Point number four, imagine what you could do with your newfound income and freedom. Be your own boss, take vacations, provide for your family, donate for your favorite charity, and more. The sky is the limit. After you do price justification like this, imagine how your audience would view the product. It totally changes their perception. $3,000 looks like a steal. It looks like nothing, right? Just a little blip on the radar compared to what they're getting and what the potential is on the other side. So stage eight is the guarantee. You can give guarantees for products and services, well, for products and sometimes for services, but never for coaching or consulting. The reason is you can't guarantee that your client's actually going to take action. So here's an example. By the way, you'll get a full guarantee. So here's the deal. You got 30 days. Test it all out. Try it out. If it doesn't blow you away, you can send it all back for free. We can still be friends, okay? I really want you to be blown away from this product, but I want all the risk to be on me so you can try it out for free. So using terms like try it out, test it out, if you're not blown away, that kind of stuff, it calms their anxiety and it drives sales. So stage nine is the call to action. There's 2 ways to get people to fill out the order form. You can hand it out and actually hand it out to the crowd, or you can ask people to go to the back of the room. That creates a little bit of a buzz, kind of an urgency and a desire in the minds of fence sitters. However, some people don't like to get up out of their seat, so I actually would recommend doing both options. I recommend having fast action bonuses if they go to the back of the room, and then also for anybody who's still sitting in a seat at that point, hand them an order form as well. Stage 10, extra bonuses. So a few ways to get people to take action faster is offer really great quick action bonuses for the first 10 buyers or so. Say something like, by the way, I've got a really great bonus for the first 10 who sign up. So if you're ready to rock and roll, then go sign up right away. So with the extra bonuses, what can you offer? So number one, you can do something unrelated to your main offer, but something very exciting like an iPad. Bonus two, offer some kind of advanced workshop that'll get people results faster. So like a 3-day live in-person workshop. Stage 11, the final call to action. So detail out the exact steps that your audience needs to make the payment. Here's what you can say. I want you to fill out this form completely and go back to the room and submit it. Double check your email address. When you get to the back of the room, take the pink form for which you can use for tax deductions. I'm not giving you legal or accounting advice, but you may be able to write this off. When you get to the back, I want you to come up and introduce yourself so we can get to know each other and start working together to help you get the results you want. Stage 12, closing sales at the back of the room. After your presentation, you will have people wanting to have a word with you before committing to pay. This is a very critical period which will help you maximize your sales and help build a great relationship with your customers. 3 kinds of people you're going to find at the table. Here's a little note as we close up on closing sales. First kind are people who have already bought your product and they come to say hello. High five them, interact with them, and give them directions on what to expect and what to do next. The second kind are those who have the order form, but they might or might not have filled it out. They may have questions to ask, answer those questions. If they ask a great question, get up on stage and say, hey, I just got a great question and I want to answer it to everybody. And the third kind are those who have not bought anything from you, no order form in hand, but they just want to chit chat. So kindly excuse yourself and move on by saying, hey, Donald, I would love to talk with you, but right now I'm spending time talking to the people who are going to invest in the program. So if you don't mind, just catch me on another break. I'd love to chat. Maybe we can chat later or something over a beer or over a cocktail or something like that. The conclusion is just to make it all happen. Prepare well, build desire, deliver a great presentation, make a great irresistible offer, and close as many people as humanly possible in the back of the room.